Remember me, holy Master.
Lord God, remember you in the seventh kingdom, always, now, never, let the ages of ages.
Amen. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Alas, Master,
blessed is the kingdom
of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the of the whole world, Father, the state of the holy churches of God, and the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord,
all loving's remembrance, our all holy immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Thine is the might, and thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Amen. to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For holy art thou, O our God, and unto thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
And to the ages of ages.
Death, therefore, what is earthly in you, fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked when you lived in them, but now put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here, there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian and Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all.
Peace be to you, readers.
And to your spirit, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Draw your bow and prosper and reign for the cause of truth and meekness and justice.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness.
Stand up for him or herself against
the fallen human nature, which results in many, many abortions in our country and around the world. In a little bit here at St. George, after the sermon and after the homily, we'll be offering some prayers. We only do these once a year, but we'll be offering some prayers for our sins and for strength in our lives, in being a witness to those around us, regarding the taking of life of the unborn children in the womb. I wanted to speak for those of you who are interested, that at 2 o'clock this afternoon in Owosso, we'll be having either a march or a motorcade, and then probably some prayers afterwards at St. Paul Catholic Church in Owosso. The sin of abortion is not going to be solved by our country, our world, our civilization, us dividing, which in itself is a bad word, into two different camps with simplistic themes of pro-choice, which means pro-abortion, and pro-life, which indeed does mean standing up for the life of the unborn child. A child which you may not realize, which when in the womb, has no legal rights under our Constitution. There are some laws that have been passed that give them certain rights in a certain roundabout way, but they are not recognized as persons under the law, and therefore they have no rights. And even if they had rights, how can they speak for themselves? Right? I mean, how can a 6-month-old or a 2-week-old or an 8-month-old or a 1-year-old child even speak for itself, let alone the one that is in the womb? Dividing camps and seeking legal means of dealing with this issue will never be successful. So I wanted to go and take a look at the origin of not only this sin, but all sins, but in particular this sin, the sin of death, the sin of killing. And this is without regard to the reason that may be at hand. If you read in Genesis the story of Adam and Eve, and then a little bit farther into the generation of his children, you find the first two sins of mankind. Now I think we all know what the first sin is, right? And who committed that first sin? Adam. Ron gets a star. Adam. And what was his sin? He disobeyed God. Even the word disobey has a bad ring to it. Right? Any word that starts with dis probably is not a good word. We obey or we disobey. We accept God's will, or we reject God's will. And certainly that was the first sin of mankind and led us down a terrible path when Adam rejected God's will for him, expressed in the commandment, do not eat. But there's much more when you think about what goes on in that rejection. is really sitting on the surface. He rejected the command and suffered death, as God told him would happen. But in rejecting God, well, it's clear, it's self-evident. He rejects life. For where does life come from but only from God? And those whom God created can live only if they obey God's will, not if they disobey God's will. So Adam and his first sin certainly brought death. Of course, as we know, after that sin, God came into the garden and he said, "Where are you?" Didn't God know? Sure, he did. But it's kind of, we can take that, if you will, as an indication that Adam was disfigured beyond belief in his turning from God, his creator, his life, the only reason he even existed. But the second sin, maybe we're less familiar with what that second sin is. And it's tied very closely to that first sin. Does anybody know who committed the second sin? Boy, you're just right on top of it. Everybody should come to the Bible study if you come to it, right? What Manal said was the second sin was committed by Cain, for he killed his brother. Now, his father had already turned from God. Certainly, Cain had also rejected God. And the rejection of God brings death. In this case, not just his own death, which he inherited from his father, but now this murder was active. This killing was active. He actually struck down his own brother. And God's words, when that happened, when he came, he said, "Where is your brother?" When abortion occurs, it occurs because we have stepped away from God. Like Adam, who in disobeying the command, rejected God, turned away from him and turned away from life, turned away from even knowing the value of life. We see this in Cain, who has no regard for the life of his brother. And we see it in ourselves, in those who desire their own will over God's will in destroying life and womb. Now, we can always argue many, many things on behalf of a woman in a situation, or the people who are putting her under pressure against her own will. We can argue that maybe the child is deformed and is going to be a burden from the moment of birth, and maybe that burden will outlive even its parents. Not uncommon for a child to be born with defects and to live and to outlive its parents. And in the meantime, the parents suffer financially, socially, their whole lives can be destroyed. And that's looking at the world in disobedience to God. For God never sends us anything except for our salvation. That command to Adam was to take him from near perfection to full perfection. The difficulties he gives us in our lives are not by chance. They're given to us so that we may prove our faith and trust that God is in control of all things. And he never gives us anything except for our benefit and our health and our salvation. And when there are unforeseen situations, and in this case an unforeseen conception,
and it's rejected for sure, brothers and sisters. We reject God's will. We choose what seems clear to us. I'm not ready economically for this child. It would be a burden on me and the rest of my family. I'm in the middle of my studies, and this would disrupt them, and it will take me years to return, if I ever return at all. I'm seeking a career. I'm a victim of rape. The doctors have told me that this child is going to be deformed. And I'm going to have to bear that burden. But are not all of these things God's will, God's test, God's opportunity for us? They're hard, without question. They're hard, even if it's a simple matter of the economy of my life, financially. They are hard. But our life in Christ is an ascetic life. It's a life of putting down our own desires for those given to us, expected and unexpected. You know, today we remember St. Macarius of Egypt, and his one of the hymns we sang at Matins for him is very instructive for us. It sounds so beautiful. For him, that it frightens us. Withdrawing to the deserts in longing for the angelic life, thou didst put into subjection the passions of the fallen flesh, proving a peer of angels, thou loving Father of Christ. If we want to be labeled as God-loving, we have to withdraw to the desert. We have to remove from ourselves all of our desires for the pleasures and good things of this life, if necessary, and accept the hard things that God sends us. And in the epistle today, we hear that Christ is our life. And that if we want to share in that life, we need to put to death what is earthly in us, fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness. And when we desire more for ourselves than what we desire for an unborn child in the womb, we are being covetous of our own desires above those around us. Only when our hearts are changed will the evil of abortion maybe diminish a bit, because we never can forget that there is no one without sin except Christ. So we'll continue to sin. That brings me back to the prayers that we will offer today. We ask God not only to strengthen us to do good, but we ask Him to forgive us, because we know that we will fail. We know that we will fall. So, when and where possible, be a witness for life. March, vote, rally, contribute financially, help pass laws that are not really the solution that might provide some protection for the unborn. But more than anything else, turn your lives to Christ, accept the difficult things that He sends, and like Mary, receive them with joy. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from God, amen.
A few announcements. Again, if you haven't picked up your offering envelopes, and probably everyone here has, but if you haven't or you see family members that are there or friends, please pick them up for them. And there's a church calendar there. Thank you to our ladies' auxiliary. The Dormition dinner is coming up very quickly, Thursday, at the Assumption Orthodox Church. It's really a wonderful event that all four of our churches put together. Outside of services and vacation, church, school, and retreats, this is an opportunity for us to be together for an evening, to have dinner, break bread, and to be with the monastics from Dormition Monastery. And Deacon Mike will say a few words about it.
Yes, thank you for the few of you that have signed up so far. And we've had weekend after weekend after weekend of bad weather and a few people here. So please reach out to your friends that you think might want to come. I understand that, Manal, how are the cooking of sweets and so forth coming? Do you need more people to? No, you're good. 160. Okay, wonderful. We're going to have wonderful sweets from all the many of the ladies of our parish. So, thank you.
So if you have any, if you don't have your ticket, see Deacon Mike after church in the Coffee Fellowship. Also, we have our Valentine Gala taking place in a couple of weeks on February 7th. And then the day after that, we have Godparent Sunday. Back to the gala, though. They also are selling tickets, and they're still looking for sponsors. They have a number of families and individuals that have come up and sponsored. If you'd like to sponsor, please see one of the event coordinators during the Coffee Fellowship. They should have a table also set up. As you notice, our Christmas tree and pretty much everything else has been taken down. We still have beautiful looking poinsettias. You're more than welcome to take them. If you're going to take them, just leave the plastic water thing that's on the bottom. That's the church's. But the plants, you are more than welcome to take. As I mentioned, we're going to be having our Godparent Sunday on February 9th. In the lounge, you'll find these on the shelf there, the invitation that godparents send to their godchildren or godchildren send to their godparents. Really, it's one of the nicest events that our church school sponsors, and I encourage you to pick up those invitations today and send them to your godchildren or to send them to your godparents. The last thing I want to mention is that I want to thank Anwar Abouaita, Tony Daoud, and Jimmy David. They worked their many hours this week stripping and waxing our hall. If you haven't been in there yet, when you go in there, you'll see how beautiful it is. And they really did a lot of work, 2 days worth of work. And we thank them for all of their efforts. We have just, I think, one visitor. Where'd she go? She's in the cry room. Carrie, used to be Farah. How do you pronounce the last name now? Oh, okay, there you go. Thanks. Anyway, and her baby, Matthew. So it's great to have them here. Any other visitors we have with us? Very well. Please stand.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray that you will grant the people of this nation the will to do good, to flee from evil, and to practice all righteousness, making us respectful of life and sharers of your blessings, caring for one another in mercy and truth. Again, we pray that you will banish all evil from our hearts and wickedness from our laws, enabling us to be servants of your holy will and performers of your law.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray that you will kindle in our hearts the will to care for the needy, to show kindness to the poor, to aid the homeless, and help the helpless.
Your Lord.
God, source of life and immortality, light of light, who came into the world to enlighten it. You were pleased to be conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary for the salvation of our souls by the power of your all-holy Spirit. O Master, who came that we might have life more abundantly, we ask you to enlighten the minds and hearts of those blinded to the truth that life begins at conception, and that the unborn in the womb are already adorned with your image and likeness. Enable us to guard, cherish, and protect the lives of all those who are unable to care for themselves. For you are the giver of life, bringing each person from non-being into being, sealing each person with divine and infinite love. Be merciful, O Lord, to those who through ignorance or willfulness affront your divine goodness and providence through the evil act of abortion. May they and all of us come to the light of your truth and glorify you, the giver of life, together with your Father, your holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
Thy guarded always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Thank you.
deacons, monks, and nuns, and all our brotherhood in Christ, the president of our country, all civil authorities, our armed forces of defense of peace and freedom everywhere, especially those serving from our community, the sick and the suffering, the poor, the needy, the afflicted, and the homeless. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Those who have offered this holy oblation, and those for whom it is offered, especially your servants, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, the priest Robert, Sahar Husam, Aspa, Wadia, Naila, Emil, Levi, Vera, Alex, Paniotis, Vera, Miriam, Phyllis, Shara, Don, Joanne, Daisy, Ahmad, Johnny, Noel, Nimmer, Sally, Nuckley, Nicola, George, Adam, Ida, Eva, Nicholas, Elaine, Michael, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Patricia, Fran, Karen, Albert, Enron, our respective parents, Renee and Rakan, and Dina and Leif, your servants who are celebrating their birthdays, Hazar, Lana, Elias, John, Rini, Julian, Costa, Michael, Husam, Leland, Danny, Takia, Daniel, Jamil, Deborah, Robert, Elaine, Renee, Marlene, and Issa, for your servants who are traveling from the basketball tournament this weekend, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, teen soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. All Orthodox servants of God departed this life, and the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially newly departed servants, Nicholas, Margaret, Amal, Dennis, May, and the Archpriest Patrick. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Let me ask you, baby, Lord, that we may receive the peace, that we may receive the peace, that we may receive the peace,
let us ask of the Lord.
Amen.
love, peace, a faithful guide and guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. And repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord. Calling to remembrance our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and the Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Through the compassion of our only begotten Son with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Assalam lishmi aku.
Let us love one another, that with one accord we may confess.
Spirit.
thanks unto thee, and to worship thee at every place of thy dominion. For thou art God, ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible, ever existing and eternally the same. Thou, thy only begotten Son, and thy Holy Spirit, thou wast who didst bring us from non-existence into being, and when we had fallen away, didst raise us up again, and didst not cease to do all things until thou hast brought us up to heaven, and hast endowed us with thy kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee, and to thy only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit, for all things of which we know and of which we know not, and for all the benefits bestowed upon us, both manifest and unseen. And we give thanks unto thee also for this ministry, which thou hast vouchsafed to receive in our hands, even though there stand beside thee thousands of archangels and 10,000 of angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, soaring aloft, four of their wings, singing the triumphal hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
and beseech thee and pray thee and supplicate thee,
Send down thy Holy Spirit upon us, and upon these gifts here spread forth.
Bless, Master, the holy bread.
And make this bread the precious body of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless, Master, the holy cup.
And that which is in this cup, the precious blood of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless both, Master.
Changing them by thy Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That to those who shall partake thereof, there may be unto the vigilance of souls, the forgiveness of sins, and of the communion of the Holy Spirit, under the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, and under boldness for the inanimate judgment, not to condemnation. And again, we offer unto thee this rational worship for all those who in faith have come before us to their rest, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit, made perfect in faith, especially our all holy immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary.
Asking for
one in unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
brother and fellow ministers.
Forgive me, brothers. Forgive me, brothers and sisters. Lo, I draw near to mortal King and our God, the precious and all holy body of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And pardon to me, the only priest Joseph, for the remission of my sins and unto life everlasting. Amen.
Confession with an Orthodox priest. We are having church school today, so please allow the teachers and the students to come first. Thank you.
With fear of God and faith and love, draw near.
Thank you.
God, save thy people and bless thine inheritance.
Make straight our path, establish us all in thy fear,
Guard our life, make firm our steps, through the prayers and intercessions of the glorious Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary of all thy saints. For thou art our sanctification, and unto thee we ascribe glory. To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Preserve the fullness of thy church. Sanctify those who love the beauty of thy house. Glorify them in return by thy divine power. And forsake us not who hope on thee. Give peace to thy world, to thy churches, to the priests, to the civil authorities, and to the armed forces, and to all thy people. For all good giving and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from thee, the Father of lights. And unto thee we ascribe glory, thanksgiving, and worship to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Come upon you through his grace and love toward mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Glory to thee, O Christ, our God and our hope. Glory to thee. Christ, our true God, through the intercessions of his all-immaculate and all-blameless Holy Mother, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplications of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all-laudable apostles, of our Father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, whose divine liturgy we celebrated, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of the venerable Macarius, the great of Egypt, who we remember on this day, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us.
All come forward and kiss the icon of the Virgin Mary. Deacon Michael and I will be going to bless the church school wing today.